נחת בוסר, תלמד לבוסר ביום השם מוישה בויל פארק נכפת לי את ליבוי למען שיטי אוי צויצאי אוי צויצאי זה נקספלין, זה לא של אוי צי which is אוי צי את הצויר so here the Maharnaim can explain the בחין of דעת going into גולה and can explain the בחין of the דעת and the בחין of צויר and he's going to go through the whole idea that Klai Chol Bessin and Mitzrayim rescued the Torah from Mitzrayim. In other words, the Yimachim is a Dovi Yedua, the Zohar Kodesh brings down to the Dovi Mitzrayim, where the Gildul of the Dovi Mabal, the Gildul of the Neshama of the Pashas Noir. And we know Pashas Noir further discusses this also in Shmoyt from there. And you know that the Dovi Mabal, Pashas Noir, was the Zohar of Dovi Shmitzav and Dovi Shvalpeh. The first part of the Dovi Mabal, in other words, in the Mabal was the Arubas Hashemayim and the Tohimus of the Oret. Tohimus of the Oret corresponds to Dovi Shvalpeh. The Torah that we work through in Egypt. And then the Arubus Hashemayim is the beginning of Parashat Yitzchak. And as it says, that the Gemara says, and the Chulim, and Moshe's Neshama, Parashat Noach, B'Shenam, Hubasa, and if they wouldn't have been Choyte, then Parashat Noach would be the door of the Kabbalah Torah, the door of Parashat Yitzchak. In the end of Parashat Noach, we know Shkoich. We know the door of Logo was there, Shinah was Bobel. Mobel is the status of Dershon Bal Peh, Talmud Bavli. And Yedua, that the Tzaddik explains the reason why they thought that so much confidence that they'd be able to build the Migdal to the Shemayim is because they felt the Koyach of Dershon Bal Peh. And the Koyach of Dershon Bal Peh is the Koyach that a person feels that he can do it. In other words, Dershon Bal Peh is to see what a person is Mechadish, and to see his Yigin Amela, his Oichah to Hasodah, that he feels he comes in Ne'er Be'er, as we've discussed. And the Rechayim and Rechadik explains also in Hadvinu, why Torah Shmitzav is Nimshal, to not turn Torah Shmitzav is Nimshal to Tal. Tal looks like he came from the ground itself, you don't see it coming from the Shemayim. That's the status of Torah Shmitzav, which means that you feel that it comes in Ne'er Be'er, and that was Dhamma Dhafli, and that was the Derech Logos, that's why they felt they had a Koyach, to be Oyer Olamal. So those neshamas of Parshas Noach were the galgal of Mitzrayim, which means that in Mitzrayim you had the shayrish of Torah Shmiksav and Torah Shabalpeh, and the whole pasuk of Bchoyme Abulavinim of Cholavoyde Basode, Tashim Zozoya Kodesh, Bchoyme is called Bchoyme Abulavinim is Luben Halacha, Cholavoyde Basode is Mishnai, Cholavidotim is Shavdu Behem is Halacha. There's all different mechinas of Torah Shmiksav and Torah Shabalpeh, the Torah that was stuck in Mitzrayim. Basically, what this means in Pnimis HaTorah, it means that Mitzrayim was the good of the oil. The whole oil was the stackle by right of the oil. The best in the whole world is full of Torah. There's no chilek in the world which doesn't have Torah in it. Mitzrayim is the koyach that covers it over, that you don't see that koyach of Torah. That in the clipper, it's full of Torah. And that's why that worked very hard in Mitzrayim. If you work very hard on something, if you break something, you get through to what's inside it. You're banging and you're banging and you're banging and you're banging, and then you're getting inside to the side. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rain down on the Mitzrayim. It's called Esther Makkas. Why they call Esther Makkas? Why they call any other name? Why they don't call Makkas? So there's that way. So this is what Rambam says in Gerishim, very great. Makinoy Sashiyem Aroitan. Get the Rusha doesn't want to give it yet. And Makinoyim Oysa Shiyem Aroitan. In fact, the Rambam, even if he says Roitan, he doesn't mean it. So the Rambam asks the Makkas, he does. So you give him Makkas and he says Roitan, he doesn't mean it. It's Moira, what really lies inside him. It's not the purpose of the Makkas. So you Moira, what's really going on inside? It's not the purpose of the Makkas that's trying. So you Moira, to bring out, like all the soldiers of Nimi, all the soldiers of Kedusha, that are lying in Mitzrayim. And then the back of the Dakhi Esther Makkas. So then it says that Esther Asor Memorish Nimroilam, and then after that there was a third difference, and then in the middle was the Esther Makkas. Which means that the Esther Makkas crashed through the Asor Memorish, and then it was this Gala that what lies deep inside Asor Memorish? A third difference. The world is full of Torah. And without Makkas, the Torah doesn't come out. So therefore that's the same Bechina where Klal Yisrael were working so hard in Mitzrayim. The Torah, the whole Talmud Bavli comes with the Yegir. All of them have to be made with Tafmei Olev. there's no yigina made of a person to brech the chnush. If a person doesn't break himself over learning, then he won't get the Torah. Torah Shabbat Torah, the Torah, you have to break yourself over it. And that's how Yasna, Kasha, and Terah, and they used to break each other, they used to bubble, to hate each other, the Tchila, they hated each other, and then they loved each other. Everything came through breaking, singing, shouting, screaming, arguing, fighting. Everything came through a Shavira. The Talmud Bavli is you do a good time in the Sarmak, the Bechina Beit Adav, Toiver Rav. And the Beit Adav, Toiver Rav, the essence is the Yonik from Eitz HaChayim. The Yonik gets the Eitz HaChayim if you crash through it. And that was the Soyuz Golos of Mitzrayim. That's what we call, that's what all the strong talk about, especially the Mori 9, that in Mitzrayim, the Daf was in Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Soyuz HaDaf, so Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bode Sarim Mitzrayim. Daf, we know the Chavrus of Shemayim and Oret. The greatest Chavrus of Shemayim and Oret is where you find the Shemayim down here in the Oret. Like you say, Kimei HaShemayim al Oret. So the Noidach Soyi, that's reading it. So the Noidach Soyi Golos Mitzrayim who? Ki HaDaf Soyi B'Golos. The Soyi of Golos Mitzrayim was that the Daf was in Golos. What's the job of the dancers and goals? Even though when they're looking around the world, they should be seeing Torah, as he's going to explain. Because the whole world is full of Torah. But without that, you don't make that connection. Let's bring to the marble because he's attacking the Neshamah. The Omer, he said, Ma Shakai Kinaf Den. They look to the Oilam and say, seeing an Oilam that's different from Torah. In other words, in those times before Matan Torah, as he's going to go on to explain, Be'etem, the Torah was in its purest, undiluted form, without the Bushim. After Matan Torah, we learn about Shoshana Vechatapora, and we know that inside, the actual mission of Shoshana Vechatapora is only a Levush. Where inside that Levush, you have Asmi Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Tanya explained. That's after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the reason why you couldn't see the Torah, if you wanted the highest Madrid was because the Torah came down to Lila Bushin. The Lila Bushin, so you couldn't be Torah if you're in Shemayim. So those Yidin who were living down here, the best in the way in Shemayim, so they saw the Torah, they were massive the Torah. Like Avraham Avinu, Adam Arishon, Mashen came, those who were not on the Madrega, because Torah wasn't through the Bushim, and therefore you couldn't stumble Megala Torah in the Bria, you had to be on the highest Madrega. And they made it their form, that's why they couldn't see it, but it was there. We call Malcolm Hoysa Gamba Zeh Ha'ilam. Even the Torah hadn't yet been given before the Marvel, until Malcolm Torah. But nevertheless, a vow of the Torah was there in the Bria. Ki Koyach HaPoyal Benifel. The Torah was the beginning of the Koyach HaPoyal Benifel, as Tani explains, Shayyach Lemunah. So the Koyach HaPoyal obviously has to be constantly there in the Nifel, otherwise the Nifel wouldn't be there. So therefore the Koyach HaPoyal is constantly there in the Nifel. Rashi, nitna the levushin kumai acha matan Torah. But it's not nitna the levushin. The whole difference why everybody can learn a Mishnah. And why was it before matan Torah? The Gafka from the Roni the Gedolah Hador. Because the Torah says that after matan Torah came down through levushin. Shneslav shab the levushin kumai zehoil. Vahoyu yichidei skula. The only yichidei skula shehoya mekayim ha'toyer, mekayim ha'toyer, k'moy shehi b'mar. The only yichidei skula, because those were the people who saw the Torah in Shemayim. Machmas shehi mesiginoi, so mamoichim g'doylem, shayonem. They had such moichim g'doylem that they were taught that the Torah is the purest form, without the Bushim. Hachi yu mesiginus p'nim yeseh ha'amiti, k'moy shehi sakoidim shnitno. However, the whole chilek of the Torah, the Pnei Shnitna, the Achrei Shnitna was, the Matan Torah was in Schadesh, that the Gid of the Torah came down and was in Slavish Kifi Gidrei Ha'olam. Before Matan Torah, the Torah was in Slavish in the Gidrei Ha'olam. But it was there. You couldn't see it. Because then it wasn't in Slavish. But about it was there, it was the Koyach HaPoel and the Nifl. But only somebody who was completely pure, who was already Yotam in Gidrei Ha'olam, only they could be Matan Torah. All of this is the only kind of opinion. There's no such thing as Torah coming down as Gidrei Ha'olam.
It's not just that he knew which kelim to be mounted to the and even though.
Yeah, again, even in kelim, it was still all in ruchim. It was still all in tikkunim and yechudim. And it wasn't in the pile. In other words, even if Avraham Avinu shook a lulav, there's no kedusha. He could throw away the lulav when he
used the lulav.
So even saying, even on the spot that he used the lulav, but even if he used the lulav, that lulav didn't become a chesed shulav. Because the lulav, because there was no, the Torah didn't come down to Gidrei Olam. The Torah was still a man of Gidrei Olam. So that he was making a chesed in Olam that was the key, and this was the other.
A lulav wasn't called lulav then.
Even I'm saying, even if Avraham Avinu was massive, the mitzvah lulav should come down to the Gidrei Olam and the Shtar Halachas and the Chifas of the Dabar Gashmi Shtar Halachas. That wasn't before Matan Torah. Matan Torah bought the Torah at the Gidrei Olam, and that was the godless of Matan Torah. That was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Seid Hadas. Das is the Hitzchabas. Without Das, there's no Hitzchabas. So either you're on this Shunadika high level, well, you've got no shaykh to it whatsoever. The clip of Mitzrayim was the clipper that was covering the Torah for the whole world. But the Torah was there with the Kodesh HaPoel and Nifon. If you broke through every gather, like we said before, if you broke through every gather, through the Pirch and through everything, then eventually you get to the Kodesh HaPoel. That was the beginning of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu looked so deep. Medrash says, "Acha hitzis boi balabir of Omani hu balabir." In other words, he looked so deep until he got to the shurish of everything. When you get to the shurish of everything, there you find the Torah. There you find the oysters of Torah, the tzirufim, that created the Torah in the first place.
That's not in that?
No, that brings it down that you can, Torah can operate to feed the Gidrei oil. So this is not to feed the Gidrei oil. Avraham Avinu wasn't working to feed the Gidrei oil.
What?
No, that they were massive, because the Torah could feed the Torah in Shemayim. Without the Vushim.
Was it paid for that?
No. That's the only one that is Chakra. Of Shemayim Oretz, that's that. And that's what was Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayer, he calls Vayer Hashem al Hasina. When he says Vayer Hashem al Hasina, I mean, the whole Shemayim, all the Yanim came down, the Gidrei Olam on there.
Some more times than the Amos of Kapkos or Kula, meaning the Venetian.
That's right.
Before a lot of times when Moshe Rabbeinu was forget, he was the son of this Ramon.
That's right. So that it
has even in the
yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the right thing. But I mean, what Moshe Rabbeinu did for Klal Yisrael, what he was toil. Moshe Rabbeinu was toil for the Olam, not in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu was toil. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was that, that's Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. About the Abbas was a very, very Klal Yisrael to begin. You know, Yaakov Tzadik was also a certain Bechina of Da'at. But you saw it was also a Mitzrayim. You saw it was a Mitzrayim. You saw it was a Mitzrayim. And Rebbe Yitzchak. So when you talk about Anahadah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you mean all the Hashpahs come down to you, from Yisod into Malchus. That's the Rebbe. That gets it. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Poyel, the Bechina of the Torah coming down to Gidrei Olam. Yeah. That's what you're about. You saw that in the heart of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the Shpok come down, and that was you saw the mouth. Huh. The day Hamabu, we married the Gershayim, Ach, if Siku, Es Oilam, Im Hapoel, Shehi Hapoel. So the day Hamabu, there was such a big Gershayim, Ach, if Siku, Es Oilam, Im Hapoel, Shehi Hapoel. Until they were mastic the Oilam with the Poel, Shehi Hapoel. That means Chorban Oilam. In other words, you need the Koyach Hapoel, then if there were such a Gershayim, that they gashmicized the world to such a degree where the Nifa lost its kesher with the poil, and the poil needs constantly to revive the Nifa. But when the Nifa goes so far away from the poil, there's no kesher. Once there's no kesher, so the poil isn't the chai that Bria called Regan. Regan is called the Churban Oil, and that was called by Amar.
Some man said it's a very easy thing to do, you don't have such a rush. To be not to be the biggest tzaddik.
To do what?
To be nothing from the poil and the Nifa.
The property is not going
to go. If you have the biggest subject, you'll be massive in the mail, you're not going to be.
Yeah, but you can't do that, that's not even property. You can't do it anymore, like a club. Now, the Dor HaMavol was what the Bria was so far, the Nifal, the whole Bria was so far away from the Nifal. That's what says by the Mabal, the Mabal is it penetrated three Imam Tochen into the ground. That shot his aura. The Bria, the Nifal, the whole Nifal, not the Keshe. After the Matan Torah, the Yachid can be disrupted. The Yachid can bring his own Churban. He can bring his own Churban. Every Yid is an oil. He can bring his own Churban. But in terms of the Bria, you can't do that anymore from Matan Torah. So King Shnitzak Oilam Atorah Mishurashom, when the Nifal was separate from the Torah, which was the Torah, how King Chorav Oilam Oilam Man Oilam Atorah. Now, Leichan Hippilu Et Atorah. The Klippah Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim had all the Torah that was in the world. All the Torah that was in the Bria was all accumulated into Mitzrayim. And therefore, the whole Torah was in Mitzrayim. And therefore says the Swam, I think our Chaim HaKadosh and Rambam said somewhere, and it's very strange that in the first Divis begins, Anoich HaShem Elokecha Shetzitzicha Meretz Yitzrayim. What's up to Hashem Shetzitzicha Meretz Yitzrayim? Trying to forget the terrible Memtah Shari Tumah. We've worked on getting to Memtah Shari Kedusha, completely erased our whole past, Klai Yisrael became Geir, Eitz on the Eivish Tarezin, Anoich HaShem Elokecha Shetzitzicha Meretz Yitzrayim. It's way beyond that already. Teres is no. Teres is, that's how we schlepped out the Torah. In other words, the Archaim Kodesh is Befeir somewhere, not to find it, the Archaim Kodesh is Befeir somewhere, that the Ikar Matan Torah, for those big Neshamas like Avraham Avinu, those Hechra Neshamas, they Bechina didn't need so much Matan Torah. So Matan Torah was for those who took it out, and broke through, and was working through fighting the Toiv and Ra to get to the Torah, they Bechina needed Mam and Hasina and Kabbalah the Torah. And therefore for them, it says, Anech Hashem Rekecha, Shetzicha Mezat Yisrael. Shevet Levi and all those Tzadikim who were learning Torah even before Matan Torah, is Ke'ilu, they needed that Mam and Hasina, because they were learning Torah believe the Bush. And the Chiddush of Matan Torah was, the Torah came down into the Gidrei Olam with the Bush. Who needed that? The Chalak of Torah, that was rescued from its rank. The Torah that has fallen, and now I want to be mad at the Torah, make that Chalak of Torah. See, it's a Mitzrayim, you see it's a Mitzrayim, they came out of the Ruchosh Kodl, they came out of the Torah.
Is that a Einish is a meeting itself? Being a Mitzrayim has been defeated, becomes about the Torah.
You have to take the Torah out. Yeah, that was their avoiding. You know, it's like you say, it says the Chazal. If you're not, made to pass the Torah, you won't be quite the Torah. You have to kill yourself with the Torah, and then you get the Torah. That's the Bech. So it's right, you have to smash through in order to get to the Torah. Okay, in Hutzruchu, Yisrael Leir Levitzrayim, the Halet is the Torah. But to work hard in Mitzrayim, to be ma'al of the Torah, shenuff with the Klippas Mitzrayim. Which is in the Zoya, called the Shiim, in the Zoya. I read the Mitzrayim, the name Israel, the Choyme, the Levenim, Choyme, the Kal, the Choyme, Levenim, the Livin Hilchasa, the Forah, the Pirchas, the Pirchas, the Gemara, the Zeh, Mamesh, the Torah, Shehoyza, Benayim. That Torah, which was Benayim, I see you, Yisrael, and call the Chinesel. Kol zeh ubechinas Torah, which is in the Gemara, Parach Rav Achai. Parach Rav Achai, if Rav Achai in the Gemara, used the notion of Parach, that Parach was Mushrash in the Parach, by Vidu Mitzrayim, as B'nai Yisrael before. Kol echo kifi, ubechinas Nishmas, like Tapas, the Atma Yech, ubechinas Torah. Each and every Edom Mitzrayim, for his hard work, he rescued the Chelik of Torah that was shaykh to the Shurish and the Shom. Because we know that every single Yid has a different Chelik of Torah, Shishim Riboy, Yidin, and the Shom is Shishim Riboy Oisiyas. Every single Yid has a Chelik of Torah that belongs to it. Svabim, have Alok, Ashkenazim, have Bilbul. All of them Chelokim, however you machalik it, however you divide it up. But the whole Torah gets divided up. Everybody was Toysas Atma, Yechel, the Chelik of Torah. Zer Shava, somebody has to go far from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, he's Mushrish in the Bechina of Zer Shava, compares this to that. Every single person gets his Hatzlach and Torah through a certain Bechina. People come very, very far, they have to come from Porach, Pircha, they have to fight for it, they come from that Chelek of Torah. Everybody comes from a different Chelek of Torah. And that's what they did in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they were all searching for Torah. They were all searching for their own Chelek and Torah. And then when the Shishim Ribui came out of Mitzrayim, that we'll discuss another time. The Shishim Ribui coming out of Mitzrayim was Mokesh writing the Sefer Torah. The Midbar was a glove, Each Eid was standing in his place, and there were machmer, ziglois, and you'd have an aerial view on the Klal Yisrael in the midbar, you'd see a Sefer Torah. Each one rested his own thing, and they all wrote a Sefer Torah. Of all the old together, of the kashrus together. And that's why they, once there was Shishim Riba Yidin, then they could write a kashrus Sefer Torah, every Yid found his Sefer Zidchel Torah, and then it was time to eat his Mitzrayim, and then was Matan Torah. So they were mile of the Torah away from the Klippah. When you mile of the Torah away from the Klippah, the Shemaita of the Torah is Billy Labushim. So that Matan Torah came down and gave that Torah Labushim, and then every single Yid could like work practically with the Torah. No, because the Nefesh of the Amid, Klaf comes from a Behemoth, the Nefesh of the Amid is called Klippus Maiva. It's possible, it's very good, it's in there. Very nice. Asher Helu is Oisius HaTayra, until they were Ma'ale the Oisius HaTayra, Me Oime Klippus Mitzrayim. For all, to she Yotsu, and then when they went out, Yochlu Lekavel HaTayra V'Shloish HaKadoshim. Then they could be Mekavel HaTayra V'Shloish HaKadoshim, V'Zeo V'Hinatlu with Mitzrayim Kanoida. Enough to mean they took out, they slept out of its rhyme, everything that they could. Oh. Now, Al-Kain Oma, who is Baruch, and therefore with that, with explaining the second kashrut that he began with, to explain the possible of the Mashisi, all that, all the times that the Torah says to Gavi Mitzrayim, that the Shrub is going to show Oisais and Moisim, Oisis refer to Oisius of Allah, based on the Torah. Okay, Omar, who is Borah, Boyle Parak, and his body is doing a Shisi, or his Saisa, Ada Bekira Pirish, Circle of Shitovoy, El Paroi, why do you need to come to Parak? Laman, Oisi, Satoira. So the Oisi, Satoira, Shisi Bekir Boy, that Kabayachi put inside. You know, Paroi is Oireth. Oireth is the back of the neck, it's the dark, the clip. Which means the Paroi was Oichas in the dark of clip. And that's why he had a koyach to yamshach everything. What does daft the kliver mean? The opposite of daft the kedusha. What's daft the kedusha? You make the connection between the koyach, between the foil and the nikkah, between the Torah that created the world and the constant shaykhus of Torah in the world. Pari daft the kliver, that means he did the opposite. He separated every link until kaviyach, he was shoylet, achman and slan on the Torah. I made it that without
the opposite, or it does not do that, but it's the same thing, it connects with the Kutla. That's the Kutla part of his.
You know, he takes, the way he does that is that he takes the Kedusha to himself.
He made everybody connect to him.
That's how he did it. How did he have the power?
Everybody, so he connected to them.
How did he have the power to do that? Because he's the Daf of Kutla. So whatever Daf of Kedusha is supposed to be, he takes that over to the Tarak Kutla. So that's why you have to come to Pari, because Pari has all those oisius of Torah. He took hold of all those oisius of Torah. So Atos now Leitan Sion now is sometimes taken away. It's very interesting because Pari was places the clip was places in the Shem Elokim, right? And so Pari always uses the Shem Elokim. Pari had no shaykhim to Yitzhakovsky. It says Mi Abay Hashesh Mocha Kailin, but he was working with the Shem Elokim. And how many does Rapachna Tzaitzin altogether? How many Tzaitzin were taken out of Mitzrayim? Rav, Rishbe. Oid Rav Benichai. So the difference between Rav and Rapach is the Gematria of Elohim. And therefore, the Etzim, what happened, when they took the Rav, when they were mal of the Rav, Rishbe Tzaitzin, out of the Rapachna Tzaitzin, what was left behind is the Umtak and Hashem, Bechin Hashem Elohim. Left behind was the Elohim, the Kedushim. Pari was holding the Shem Elohim to make himself into an Elohim, and that's a little mistake. Okay, and Chavas means Liboy Behop. In other words, therefore, the only way was to smash through Pari. The way to smash through Pari was to give him the Etzemachus. Oh, sorry, but next year I Rebaruch Hashem, I should call you Chayv. I don't want to stop your shame. So this is only a chatami. You were called the invited before. It was my fault. Anyway. The day of Shomer with the Mara Namke, the Farech, the Pircha, Pirish, Bechina, Pircha Kong. Okay, that's all what you see as Mitzrayim did. What's today? In other words, we know that the Shvachot took us out of Mitzrayim, Lecheres, but that's when the Kutas never got back, never went back into Mitzrayim. In other words, the Goyim have never had a Shlita on Oisis of Torah ever again. Why is the whole world learning Torah today? So now the Moranayim is going to switch to today. What's going on today? And here he's going to give us a mighty chilek between the moichin and the middle. Daf is one of the three moichin, right? The daf is the golas. It just shows how deep the golas was. That not only was the golas in the Zion middle, chesed towards chesed, netzachod yisur in the malchus, but the daf went penetrated. The golas, the clue penetrated even in the moichin. And therefore, the shomel moishe. He couldn't even believe Moshe Rabbeinu with his daf, the Kedusha, couldn't make himself be recognized by Klal Yisrael because it penetrated to the Moshe. Once it penetrates to the Moshe, then you're in trouble. Because we know that Moshe, Moranayim themselves, in the second Chelek, in the Kutim, Moranayim says that Moshe is beloshen by Yimach. And Yimach means to erase. The Moshe never koyach to erase all the Ra of the Midas and to bring out the Zion Midas to Kedusha. That's what the Moshe do. Well, why do we need to be Mizboinim? Because when you're Mizboinim, you bring out your Zion Midas, the Kedusha. If the Klippah has an Achiza on the Moichin as well, then it's a lost case. Now, after Doros is trying, even if the Klippah's Oichin is in our Midas, we have a formula to get rid of it. What's that? Mizboinim. If it's trying, we'll lay Shomwa and Moichin, according to the Ruach. Couldn't be Mizboinim. The minds weren't operating, the minds weren't working. Because the Klippah had the Oichin and the Das. Oichin and the Das means he had control of their Moichin. If somebody has control of your moyach, then you're a god. If somebody doesn't have control of your moyach, you can do what he wants to your goof. But your moyach is shaylet, and if you want to, you won't feel anything.
Is that
what the Yeruvah, the Yahatuvah, and then the Yahatuvah? Yeah. Yahatuvah, like you're grabbed by Shaylet. They're talking about
Klal Yisrael grabbing the
Kedushim. Yeah.
Not they were grabbed
by Yahatuvah. No. That's what I'm saying. The Yaakov Avinu was still Shoilet in Mitzrayim, right? And then Bechina. We know that Yaakov Avinu is the Teres and the Daf. Kozman Yaakov Avinu was around, this led the connection. Yaakov died, Yosef died, all these were Mekashrim. When the Mekashrim died, they got separated. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Daf. He restored the Daf to Kedusha. Restoring the Daf to Kedusha means that every leader has a Koryach for his Moyach to be shoilet in his lathe. That's the whole thing in time like in other language. What is the lathe? When we talk about lathe, corresponds to all the midas. When you're talking about moyach, you're talking the ik about the da. So the chachman bina is a little more abstract. The bechina of da is connecting the moyach to the lathe. As soon as you connect the bechina of moyach to midas, then you're not in golos anymore. So therefore, in the Bemis, we never went back into those. He tears from Shrine, like it's Ami Israel, the Tech, and the Cheris Oil. And the Riyaf was being tortured in jail, and he saw that he wasn't making an impact on any of this, because you can't torture my Nefesh. You can only torture my Nefesh. My Nefesh is the Shalom from the Nefesh, my Nefesh is from the Chuk and Nefesh. And that's why back in the Marshal said, and Tzadikim said, all the Tzadikim were killed by the Kiddush Hashem, all calm. They didn't feel any pain. The Moich, the Shalom, you can't torture a Moich. So we call Malkoim, in the Hine Af, in the Hine Af, in the Hine Af, she threw a daf to Golas, he took the daf out of Golas, Af she is Golas, we call Malkoim, ain't a daf to Golas, keem the toyim gemurim, a koi from the Mitzvah. Somebody wants to be a koi, he wants to be poi gemurim in his moya. In other words, if you want to deus koi, bad deus, so if somebody really wants to be poi gemurim in his daf, how do you can throw his daf to a clip? Have the roi boilam im a galus kima minis. Now, was every yid bet wants to do ratzon Hashem? Oh, but the yitzhahara is in his way. Yitzhahara put no shlita on your mind. Yitzhahara put no shlita on nefesh ha'amis. Sometimes the nefesh ha'amis gets so strong that the Nefesh HaBahamis uses your Moyach. In other words, instead of the Moyach being Shoyel Talalein, sometimes if you let the Yetzirah, if you show it on the Midas to such a degree, to such an extent, then the person starts only using his Moyach to carry out, to help him carry out his Taibu Talalein. But that's already a very far such case. Really, if you, any person, any regular Yid, and other, any other Benani, if you ask him, he'll say, Rosh to do Rosh Hashem. Moyach is Moyach. If we don't use that Moyach a bit, to be Mizboinah, to be Mizboinah, to be Mizboinah, then he wouldn't come up to this Chutzpah. He's not using his Moyach. He's using his Midas, he's not using his Moyach. And that's why the Yitzhara gets the better of him. But Be'etzem, it's not that his Das is God. And therefore, stop being Mizboinah, and then it's easy to be courageous to use. The Roy of Oil, the name of God of Kima Midas, only the Midas and God of Aino, Ava, the Yira, the Sparrow, and the Enoch Midas, all the rest of the Zion Midas. Kakolia, everybody knows Shish Mitzia, so Kelly's Bar, everybody knows that the Sprock was there, the Eishlem, Da, Kalachan, the Fikri, and Chanok. Ava, the Midas, the Slapshim, the Golas, Kigoy, and Ava, the Chayrus, Chesed, Acher, Kippa, Yira, the Acher, Gvur, the Kippa, Chayn, Kol, and Midas, Shem, 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 And the Sprock was Matzbiya, Feel the Chok, Hasbem, and Midas, Rakha, with us, his Bar. Hare be'etzem, even the midas, be'etzem, want to do Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Yetzirah can cover that over. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gave us our moyach, that we should have a clear moyach, to be able to take the better out of the midas, to be able to manipulate and to get hold better of the midas. So how do you take the midas out of Golem? Only with darkness, Golem. With darkness, Golem, the midas is in the way. Never have a harvest is much stronger. That's why you find that the Hamer, the Marshal, right? The Hamer is a bulldozer. Go and explain a cow if you're standing in the middle of the street and you can't get by with your car. An animal, unless it's instinct, that is otherwise. An animal is a bulldozer. Animal, because it's never have a harvest is going through. First, never have a harvest is very strong. The only way to weaken your never have a harvest is by strengthening your seichel. Seichel is better. Bittle is weak, okay. Person makes himself a little bit of a duck. So the more boinness a person has in Avodas Hashem, the more bittle he has. The more bittle he has, the more weak he is. That's what bittle is. There's no tzkif. That's why the Tanya calls the Esther spheres of Kudba, what is called in Kudba, Keter, the Masavus. Calls them all Keter. The Esther spheres of the Nefesh HaBahamis are all Keter because they're very strong. Like a melech. Melech is harder to get. Even not the halacha, what the Yiddish king allowed to do. He can decide that he wants an army to march dafka through 800 miles. And going through everybody's field. What does the king do? Of the halacha, take the bulldozer, and he just goes straight through everybody's field. Melech harder to get. Halacha, very important. Melech the bulldozer. You'll have to do whatever you want. The Nefesh HaBahamis is the essence sphere of the king. Of the world. Each one of the spheres is a king. Nefesh HaBahamis is a bulldozer. The only way to break it is by bulldozer. Is by seichel. Seichel is the opposite. Seichel is good. And if you see in very basic Tanya, Per Gimel, when he talks about Esther Sphere of Kedushi, he starts with seichel and he goes to the Midas. Per Vav, when he talks about Esther Sphere of Klippa, he starts with the Midas and then the seichel. And he goes. If you want Esther Sphere to be goyver, that only comes about if the midas came before the seichel. And then it can get so bad that the designed midas of Klippa can even take hold of the nest of the seichel. But the way after the Shmosh created a yid is that each should have moichin. Moichin means to erase. Erase means that it erases the Klippa, it erases the tzadha Klippa of the Nefesh HaBahamis, and forget that the whole Klippa's noise and it brings out the Kedusha. Nefesh HaBahamis is the Klippa's noise and it brings out the Kedusha. And that's what the Gemara 9 is saying over here, the difference between four yitzis and shrama and after yitzis and shrama. Four yitzis and shrama had nothing to work with to break the midas. We had no doubt, we had no moich. Like shamu, shmir, bina, there's no moich. There's nothing to work with. They made it therefore that they sunk to the mental shaitan. But afterwards, ask any who wants to do Ratzon Hashem, but it's the name who lasts to do Tanakh, says the Gemara in Brach. And it's Arshabit. It's an ain't enough. It's an ain't enough. It's enough to sit down and be misbinding him. Go over 100 times, I'm around 7 pages, look at this favor. How do you get to Abba Hashem? If you see that Abba Shemokhu is so good to us. Well, like Mar and I said, if you realize that any Abba Zara is only a means of getting to Abba Shemokhu, because if you wouldn't have an Abba for the Bagashmi, then you wouldn't be able to get to an abstract Abba called Abba Hashem. All that only comes through the bonus, and you pound it into yourself, and then the Moyach is Shalat Elohim. That's the chayrus that we came out of the shrine. The chayrus of coming out of the shrine was the da. We were koina amoichim. When you're koina amoichim, and then the moyach is the more powerful. The chayrus is here, sorry, b'chol mochim. The zohar is yom tzeis kum etz in shrine. The man tzizka is yom tzeis kum etz in shrine. Why, what's the mitzvah every day of being of chayrus is yom tzeis in the Torah says, what was yom tzeis in shrine? We got back out moichim. So that's when the person wakes up in the morning and he has this shtaka yetzahara. If he remembers he sees his tribe, he remembers, hey, you put your head on your shoulders. He got a moich and just be misbinded. If you be misbinded, then you'll see. Don't forget, the moich will be shayu tali. Ki adaf yotzah kvam in Mitzrayim. The noida le mitzi is the kelly brosh moich. Noida le doesn't just mean he was informed. In Mitzrayim they were also informed. Question is, daf means when he gets emotionally affected by his moich. And if it's through misbindedness, because the more it's going on, the more it affects his own middos. That's that. That the more it can affect the middos, that's that. But when he comes through his bindness, that's his bindness. So the Vadai, Nekal Gum came, the Hoytis, me Doisav, me Harap, take out the Bahamas, the Starkai, the Stolt, of the Nefesh of Bahamas, of the Yitzhahara, who the Zir of Atoyu, to bring it to the Toyu, Noida, Shaloi, the Shtamish, Bahen, not to use them, Rakamosh Machai Vadas, only to use them for the Das of Machai. And Behemoth, that's how Avoid is there, he says this in the next paragraph. And that's how Avoid is there. If Hashem is right, in this week's parashah on Rashi says that why the count of Yisrael, the names of Bnei Yisrael, the names of Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says, because Bnei Yisrael are Nimshel HaKachomim to the stars, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzi HaMachas, the Mitzvah Shemoit. So to Kalal Yisrael, what's the tachlis at the beginning of Golos was comparing Kalal Yisrael to stars? Paris says every need is to realize he's a star. The Sana says that the moon is more penetrating than the sun. Why? Because the sun can't penetrate the dark. The moon penetrates the dark. Which means that the side of Golos is not shot. The sun shines in a scoop that's called Yoin. The Levana is in the Zman of Golos. It is dark. It is the Zman of Esophon. So the Ravana, in other words, sometimes, which note is the most shrieking, that shrilling, I don't know, it gets mummish and pierced fine. Who? Pierced. What's the most piercing sound? The one which is, sorry, we're almost over, it was my fault, I didn't call anybody to shit with it. Because you were learning all the Rav Zutta shit anymore. I tell, what's his name, Manchester, what's his name, you know, Rumi? Shy, I mean. A little shy, but we'll be finished here. Shriek, even though it's a very, 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 very delicate, fine tone, when you hear a boom, it's much more powerful, and it doesn't go anywhere. The moon is a very edler or, and therefore that's why it pierces the Choshen. So the Sotemet, that's the stars. The stars are the Yidin, they're helping the Levana. What does a Yid do? A Yid, already starting Shemoyt, begins with the life in Golos. Life in Golos is life in Hester. Hester is dark outside. What can a Yid do? A Yid is a Koyach to break through. To break through the moment, to break through, and to find the Or in the Golos. And Mamish, what he's saying to me. Son is right. The Yitzchus Mitzrayim is only teaching us how to get about in all the other Golos, right? The Yitzchus Mitzrayim is not a Golos. The Yitzchus Mitzrayim is the lesson, what to do in Golos. The Arab Malchus of Bahu Parah, Nodai, Yavan, and Eder. But Mitzrayim is teaching us Golos. Teaching us Golos means that every single lead is a star, every single lead also has a koyach. But ever powerful Nevesh Bahamut is, ever powerful the Klipas Noigai is, every lead is a piercing koyach. To penetrate. And that's exactly what we're talking about now. Persons in this boinim, the da is so fine and so delicate that it breaks straight through the nefesh. It breaks straight through the nefesh of Bahamas. It breaks through it from the bottom of the nefesh of Bahamas and it brings out the koyach of Kedusha. And that's how Kalal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Kaiser came out of Mitzrayim, regained the Daf. And with the Daf, eventually get into the Torah, the Kedah. And that's all the Torah that they found in there. When you break it from the Klippa, what you find is fine Torah. That's Mechaber, what he said earlier, to what he said now. Kamosha Darash ben Zayma Laman Tizkar. Right? Now go to Shepetah. Kali Mechayach, Mechayach, Yomim, Kali Mechayach, Alein. So what's the drasha of ben Zayma of Kali Mechayach, Aleilis? Leilis is Chashkos of God. Pchinat Yoyim Nikra, Kasha, Teichelu Bohem. And everything is Kleb, it's much of it's a Mekish Chaim. So Ma'od Levada, Yifal Bohem, it is Chir, it's a Da. It's never Levada, it's a Da, it's a Behir. Still, it's not a Kasha, it's a Chashkos, and Nikra, Pchinat Leilis, that's what ben Zayma is saying. Even in the Zman of Chashkos, that's Nikra Bechinat Leilis, in Yizkoy Ba'adat, if you remember the Da'at, Sheish Metziyat Kael Godel Anerish and Bora and Yish Me'ayin of Yodah HaKoyl, Bevadai you can change the Laila to Yoyim. Bevadai, Laila Ka Yoyim, Yoyim, Yeti Bebchinat HaChashkos. And that's what Ben Zayim is advising them. Kodim Yechayecho is even a Laila, that even in by Laila, if you only Mizboinim in Lekuz, you only Mizboinim in Mizboinim in Mizboinim in Mizboinim in Lekuz, you'll see that your Moichim will crash through and will break through the clip of, and that will be a Bechin of Yitzis Mitzrayim that first reminds himself of every day. Ki Adaf Yisakin HaKoyel, Vagam Kol HaMidus Yobim HaKoyel, and then all the Midus will be Yobim HaKoyel. It's very interesting because it says that Ben Zayma, that should Dorash Ben Zayma, right? Drasha is the chibur between Tosh Mikhtar and Tosh Rafa. Drasha in Abi Chazal doesn't mean what do you call it, a sermon. Today you call it drasha, get up and speak. And drasha means finding the shirish of Tosh Mikhtar and Tosh Mikhtar. That's what a drasha means, Abi Chazal, right? Finding where the mushrish. That's not the beginning we're talking about. Those about that, the beginning they took out further out. That's what it means, right? Mishnahs, Chai Potter, Mutasa. It's a doubt further out. Habia, you know, that they took out the Mishnahs from Eitzachayim. Eitzachayim is Tosh Mikhtar. So what is the drasha? And drasha finds where that Tosh Mikhtar is the only from Eitzachayim. Which is exactly what we're doing over here. Fine, what were they doing in Mitzrayim? In Mitzrayim they were crashing through and finding how everything is mushrush in the oysters of Aleph, everything is mushrush in the Torah Shemitzah. Right, we know the Chalut in Torah Shemitzah and Torah Shemitzah. The Torah Shemitzah is the actual reading that Taylor goes here. That's the mitzvah. That's why Talmud Torah, Torah Shemitzah, you know, kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Even if you don't understand what you're talking about. Why? Because reading the oysters, that's the mitzvah of Torah Shemitzah. Torah Shemitzah. There's not in the beginning of the if you learn a mission, you don't know what to talk about. You're not a kind of Talmud Torah. The Rosh Baal Peh is the special for the Torah, not the Oisis. Somebody who finds the Makor of the Rosh Baal Peh in the Rosh Baal Peh, what has he done? He found the Koyach of Poel in it. He's connected, he's gone all the way down to the Sherish of Ria, and they found the Oisis of Aleph, the beginning of the Sherish and the beginning of the Rosh Baal Peh. Now the beginning of Ben Zayma. That's how Ben Zayma was a big dash. The Mishnah says at the end of Soita, Mishnah made Ben Zayma in the Batla Darshanim. And the Koyach of the Drasha, the Koyach to find the Oisis of Darshan itself in all the Drashas and all the Shabbat Peh, that's exactly what we're talking about over here. That coming out of those means that he found, penetrating into the Bria, and going all the way until you find the Koyach of Prayer, finding the Koyach of Kedusha of Alaska. Because you find Kedusha in everything. It's just a matter of breaking the clipper that comes through this blindness. Okay.